Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Turning higher education into a race and universities into horses. Apologies to horses. You can always tell when it is the season where world university rankings are released. It is akin to when results of the professional licensure or bar exams come out. It sparks an orgy of festive self-congratulatory memes and posts turned viral by universities, their faculty, alumni and friends. And then we get interrupted by news like the withdrawal of the University of Zurich from the Times Higher Education, THE, university ranking last month as a sign of protest at the way the ranking system has diluted and diverted from the real goal of higher education. The criteria used by the university rankings include teaching, 29.5%, research environment, 29%, research quality, 30%, industry, 4%, and international outlook, 7.5%. The points for teaching are derived from teaching reputation, 15%, student-staff ratio, 4.5%, doctorate-bachelor ratio, 2%, doctorate-staff ratio, 5.5%, and institutional income, 2.5%. Research environment is made up of research reputation, 15%, research income, 5.5%, and research productivity, 5.5%. The quality of research is, in turn, composed of citation impact, 15%, research strength, 5%, research excellence, 5%, and research influence, 5%. Industry income, 2%, and patents, 2%, comprise the points for industry. And the presence of international students, 2.5%, international staff, 2.5%, and international co-authorship, 2.5%, constitute the points for international outlook. For its part, the Quaquarelli-Simons, QS, World University Rankings uses a criterion composed of academic reputation, 40%, employer reputation, 10%, faculty/student ratio, 20%, citations per faculty, 20%, and international faculty ratio/international student ratio, 10%. The utter bias and incompleteness of these two sets of criteria are simply too glaring not to be noticed. There is a palpable bias in favor of research, particularly in the, where 59% of the total points are derived from research environment and quality. It is also obvious that these rankings privilege scholarly work in the natural sciences over the social sciences and humanities. The university rankings talks of patents, which only applies to fields that produce patentable technologies. Both the and QS talk of citations, which leaves out creative works like poems and novels, which do not have a culture of citations. Methodologically, the point system is heavily reliant on reputational data, which is very subjective and can easily be gamed. 30% of the points and 50% of QS points are derived from reputation surveys. At the outset, the real intention of higher education is less of producing knowledge but more in how that knowledge will advance humanity's interests. The production of knowledge and the agents who will bear, nurture and propagate it, is simply instrumental to the higher goal of serving humanity, which would now include protecting the health of the planet. Thus, any attempt to measure the performance of any university would have to be in terms of its impact and role in achieving this goal. And yet, the university rankings and QS World University Rankings use rubrics that do not measure the impacts of higher education on the advancement of humanity's interests and instead turn universities into mere service providers that are vetted, rated and ranked relative to their brand marketability. There is a problem when we end up measuring teaching quality not in terms of real outcomes on the learners, but on mechanical parameters like student-staff ratio. There is a presumption that people with doctorate degrees are better teachers when the puts premium on the proportion of faculty and staff with doctoral credentials. Those in the teaching profession would know that there are many faculty members without doctorates who are much better learning enablers. It is also inexplicable that institutional income is included in measuring teaching quality. But I guess this is simply a logical inclusion in a rubric that also grants industry income a place in ranking universities. The ranking frenzy that has been whipped by the NQS and other similar ranking business endeavors has turned higher education into a race, and universities now behave like they are horses. The urge to be at the top of the race has even pushed universities to adjust their policies and practices to focus on areas that earn points. One of the most egregious is the deliberate bias given to research in the natural and physical sciences. Social science research is now forced to take on more empirical positivist orientation, away from the more interpretivist, qualitative approaches. At the worst receiving end are those in the humanities that are now left to contend being labeled as useless because they earn less points. Tragically, these university rankings do not even measure the promotion of the rights and welfare of their faculty, staff, and students. The real measures of university performance, and of having a positive impact on human interests, are muted in this entire ranking frenzy. The rubrics used fail to measure the role of universities in influencing the formulation of policies and laws. They are not interested in whether universities produce graduates who actually served in poor communities, or technologies that actually improved people's lives. There is no attempt to know whether the research produced by universities generate not just citations, but actually benefit marginalized sectors. There is complete silence about whether universities promote diversity, equity, and inclusivity by providing access to students and faculty from the marginalized and underprivileged sectors, and whether they have scholarships and pro bono programs to help the underprivileged. There is no mention of whether universities provide an enabling environment for faculty and student rights, if they adhere to participatory governance processes, and adopt fair and transparent policies on faculty tenure and promotion. Having fair labor practices and unions do not even earn points for universities. There is much focus on publication citations, while non-traditional platforms of communicating knowledge to a larger audience, such as social media engagements, are not given weight. And on the part of promoting environmental health, there is no attempt to factor in the carbon footprint of universities. These are important aspects that are absent when we measure the impacts of universities on our lives. It is about time to make them visible.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.